This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. This is Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds from around the world. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, former USA Baseball National Team Coach, Peter Caliendo.
Hello, everybody. This is Pete Caliendo with Baseball Outside the Box. Thank you for joining us this evening. This is a show that loves to interview some of the best baseball minds in the world that love to challenge the status quo. Thank you for joining this evening. We've been off for a week. We have been in the beautiful country of Cuba for over a week. It's been an exciting time. The International Sports Group, ISG, and the Cuban Baseball Federation have been working together to work with coaches all over Cuba in 16 provinces. We hit two cities in every area and in a two-course seminar in every area where we hit total three cities and over 16 provinces in all of Cuba. Now, I have to tell you that it has been a great honor because the Cuban Federation, our friends have told us that myself, an American coach, and the organization ISG is the very first time that an American coach has been in Cuba teaching courses throughout all of Cuba. Before the revolution or after the revolution, it's the very first time. So it's a great honor for us and it's been a lot of fun. We've got some great friends here. Matter of fact, you hear a little music in the background. You're going to hear some bumps. We're in the van. We're coming up to the last end of the trip. We're heading back to Havana. We finished the courses. We're going to be in Havana, and then we're heading out tomorrow. But we're going to tell you a little bit about the trip. We've got one of the top national team coaches that we're going to interview here. First of all, let me tell you a little bit about him. Don't forget, email me if you got any questions, petercaliendo@att.net. Also, don't forget to get us on Twitter, @BaseballOut. We are all over social media. We've been putting some things about Cuban baseball on social media, so check it out. One of the best baseball countries in the world. I've been here 8 times, and I'm finally figuring out why Cuban baseball is so good. I always thought there were a lot of players, but there's not as many as I thought. But they got a great, great organization, and we're going to tell you about that organization, why their players have become so well. Their federation is extremely organized, and so we're going to discuss that. So without holding up anybody, let's go right into the interview. Again, you're going to hear some bumps, but that's us in a van. A little background music, always good. Cuban music is outstanding. And now I'm going to introduce to you who we're going to interview. Jesus Barroso. Now, Jesus Barroso is the director of coaches of all the Cuban coaching programs, all the classes, and believe it or not, he has done over 322 coaching classes all over Cuba in 20 years. That is an amazing number of coaching programs. I've never heard of that anywhere in the world. So, I mean, this is a guy that knows the game of baseball. He's also in charge of what's called the Serie Nacional. Now, that's the National Series. That's all their big clubs. There's 16 major clubs here. And this year is their 59th year of the Serie Nacional, which then will have a champion at the end of the Serie Nacional. So, he's in charge of the Serie Nacional. He's currently a national team coach. Matter of fact, tomorrow when we head back to Havana, today when we head back to Havana, Jesus has practice tomorrow with the national team. So without waiting, let me introduce to you our good friend. Remember, Jesus Barroso, but with Jesus is a great honor. He doesn't speak English. He speaks Italian. The great honor, Alfredo Sanchez, one of the greatest players in Cuban baseball, 396 stolen bases. How many batting titles? De bateo, quantos?
2,000.
Quanto titolo di bateo?
Titolo.
He's got 7 batting titles, and he played in the days where, hey, they didn't make any money. They traveled on a bus. They stayed at the field. It was the toughest times of playing in Cuban baseball. So he didn't have the luxury that players nowadays have. So, I mean, he played a lot of years, one of the fastest guys in Cuban baseball. So he's with us. He's been with us on the whole tour, talking to the coaches. So you can imagine, we've been traveling. We traveled from one city, from Havana to, Guantanamo, close to Guantanamo, right? And that was about 13 hours. Then from Guantanamo to Granma was about 7-8 hours, you know, so then to Santa Clara, you know, that was maybe 5 hours, then back to Havana, 4 hours. So we've been in the van talking baseball the whole time, hardly sleeping. I've learned a lot about baseball, hope they have too. So let's get going because the interview is important. I want you to learn about Cuban baseball, why it's so good, why it's been so good for many, many years, not only in their country, but all over the world. As you know, one of the best teams when it comes to international baseball competition in the Pan Am Games, Olympics, anywhere. So let's introduce right now, let's say hello to my good friend, Jesus Barroso with the Cuban Baseball Federation. Jesus, well, how are you doing?
Okay, I'm fine. I feel happy when I talk with you, Mr. Caliendo, because you are the baseball man. When I work together with you, my knowledge is improving too much because you have a lot of knowledge and good methodology about the baseball. I know you maybe 10 years ago. For that reason, I trust you and talk with you about the baseball. Now, we finish the travel for our country when we work together in three provinces, Mayabeque province, Granma province, and today we the final in Villa Clara province. But in that seminario, in those three seminarios, we worked together with about 100 and a half coach. For that reason, they improve your knowledge too. I hope they now recycle those knowledge in the province. My English is very good, but maybe some people understand me. I feel happy.
That's okay. Let me tell you, folks. Mr. Barroso, you know, you have to understand, this guy knows baseball. He just doesn't know the game. He knows the science behind the game. He knows the system, how to teach. The Cuban coaches, the Cuban Federation has an outstanding coaching system. Remember, folks, I've been in the game 37 years. I've seen federations all over the world. I've seen their programs, and there's a lot of good ones. But let me tell you, the Cubans have one of the best coaching programs that I have seen anywhere in the world. It is outstanding. And Mr. Barroso, you all can understand them. One thing about the Cuban coaches is they respect people and they respect the game of baseball. So they've been very respectful and we become very good friends. And tell us about a little bit about the Cuban baseball organization, how it works a little bit.
Yeah, we have the good program because in all places in Cuba, we're saying in all province, in all municipal, our organization is like this. For example, in all school, we teach the baseball about in physical education, the elementary baseball fundament. And in all municipal, we have many players in different level and different category. For that reason, we organize the championship in the base, for example, in a school, municipal, province, and national. And after, we will choose our national team, and we will participate in the different championship on the world. Other thing is very important, we check all our training. We have about 2,500 coach. About for that reason, it's very important. Good organization about that, and we always full every day check in all our province, what about the baseball, what is the balloon, what is the best player in different place. For example, each province have three academic on the 16, one academic number two on the 18, and academic number three on the 23. For that reason, each province have three academic, the best player in that academic in the morning go to school, and in the afternoon they practice baseball, and weekend the championship. For us, it's very important not only play baseball, our player, it's very important they study, because in the future they will go to the college. When they finish the career for the baseball, they have the profession. If for that reason, for us, it's very important the baseball, but it's most important construction, the very good men and very good women too. Because in Cuba, they belong the baseball family too. This is our philosophy. Now, we like too much organize the course in different areas. For example, course about the catching, full course about the hitting, about the medicine, the medical doctor about the baseball, psychology and other science. Now we two working together in college about the different course. Our coach study in physical, professor physical education number one, college physical education, after different master in baseball, and doctor science about the baseball too, because science in baseball now is number one for us. Because if we no introduction the science in baseball, our baseball is down, is come back. Sorry my bad English, but my first opinion is introduce the science for the future, for our player, for our coach, and for our younger players.
You know, excellent said. And you know, the Cuban Baseball Federation, you know, and Mr. Barroso, you know, think about it. They've had the baseball academies they've had for many years, and we just came from one baseball academy in Santa Clara, and you're talking about many sports, maybe 25, 30 sports that have the players are in school during the day and then practice afterwards, and they stay there, they live there, they eat there. They've been doing this for a long time, and now we wonder why we've had great athletes. So if you have 16 regions and you have academies in every one, you will see a lot of countries follow the Cuban baseball system, because a lot of countries now have academies. They follow Baseball 5, which came from the Cuban Baseball Federation. And so there's a lot of things that they actually invented before a lot of other people started. So they're very future thinking, and that's why you're hearing Mr. Barroso talk about science, and we're going to get to the FIDE conference in a minute, because that's where they bring in experts from all over the world, and one way to learn is to bring experts from all over the world. But before we do, I want you to tell our audience, speak to our audience, explain about how many players in Cuba, baseball players in Cuba, and Mr. Barroso mentioned that women's baseball is very big in Cuba. They also compete international. But how many baseball players around, you know, total Cuba, and the federation organizes all the baseball?
Yeah, we have about 16,000 players.
16,000
players in our country, maybe more, because sometimes we not count everybody. But because in Cuba play baseball under 18, the other level 19-10, other category 11-12, other category 13-14, other category 15-16, other category 17-18, all other under 23, we on the 23 for us is the rookie player and the national top. But the baseball play in college, in high school, in different, for example, military very good with the championship too, and the people on the penitentiary area, do you understand?
The penitentiary, Mr. Barroso was talking about, they have baseball in the penitentiaries also.
Because baseball is education too, though if for everybody. For example, baseball for the people, though the blind people play baseball too, the special rules or score, but we control this moment. And for example, the master, different championship for the master on the 70, on the 45, on the 15, depending del nivelo, the level and the age. For that reason, Cuba baseball is our natural sport, is our dream, is our first gift for our son. When our son born, the first gift is one ball, one bat, or maybe one glove, depend. Family happy, everybody, every father, every parent dream about maybe one day my son maybe will be very good player, and many people don't know that. Because in our competition, always the first level and the rookie level, always people watch in the TV and listen in the radio and in the newspaper and the magazine too, in the every day or sometime. But baseball is not only competition. Baseball is education. Baseball is life. I say it always, baseball is life. Other thing is other thing.
Yep. Mr. Barroso, very important. Tell us about, you know, in Cuba, you can play baseball because of the weather all year round. Tell us how much the average player practices and then how many games they play per week. How many times do they practice and how many times do they play games?
Our players can play 5 times per week. Depend the school, see far or near the field, and in our academy is 5 days per week. In the area, different area, different municipal, at least the 3 to 5 times per week. Depend the
practice
and we develop on the championship. Sometimes friendly game, and other one official competition.
And folks, understand, Mr. Barroso is talking about they practice anywhere from 3 to 5 times a week, and then on weekends they're playing competition. This is a country which he just said 60,000 baseball players that practice more than they play at times all year round, and yet, you know, think about it. They're competing against countries like ours, the United States of America, with 26 million amateur players. They're competing with Japan, and they're competing with everybody at the top of the world. They're competing with some of our major league teams. And one reason I found why they compete with major league teams, not only is it a very good organization, very good competition, they practice a lot, but also because they have a top level team, the highest level team, 16 teams here, is extremely competitive. That's why they can leave the island at times, go play in the U.S. and play against our best and play really well because they have very good competition here. So, and when I ask you the question about practice because in the United States, we're starting to play more games than practice. And we find that you have to practice more because you are very big on teaching fundamental skills.
But I think play the competitions is very good,
yes,
for the children, because the children develop the knowledge in the game. For that reason, your philosophy is good. I like our young player participate in different championships. But I think both together.
Yes.
Practice and play. Because when you practice, you develop the ability, you develop the techniques, and our teacher is better when they teach for our player. For example, we have the national program. We have the national program about the teach the Bible. For example, in Guantanamo, teach under 15 one day. Same in Peña del Río, other province, same teach, because we have only one program, only one national baseball program about the teach in different level. For that reason, for us, it must better, and for the teacher, must better too. Depend, of course, depend what about the knowledge about the trainer, what about the player, what about what is it? It depends on something, but only one way for the baseball. For example, I work in my federation for 20 years. Before I work in federation, I did work in college. For that reason, my knowledge is, I think, maybe strong about the baseball, because when I did work in college, I didn't know too much about the baseball, because I don't was a very good player. For that reason, for all my life, I studied about the baseball, and I know I always worked together with the many very good players, very good coach. For that reason, I hide my knowledge about the baseball. When I talk with you, Mr. Calendo, I feel happy because you always think about the baseball and study too much. For that reason, when I talk with you, my knowledge is higher. Same my coach. All our coach feel very happy with you. When you walk together with us, you show us passion for the baseball and passion for the teach, and it's very important for the Cuban. Cuba is the poor country, but a rich heart. It always feel happy when some people, some trainers, some coach, some people help us in different way, saying baseball, saying the medicine, saying in anything. I think Cuba and Cuban people, Cuban United States people, very good friend. I hope in the future much better. Depend at the different moment, but I trust for the life. I trust for the very good reason about the life.
And I can tell you, all my time here, it has been great, because the coaches have been a lot of fun and the people are fantastic. So, you know, one day hopefully we'll all be able to get together with no problems and get together and do more in baseball together. It'd be great to see more baseball teams from the U.S. coming to Cuba to play. It'd be great to see Cuban teams coming to U.S. and play. So it'd be a lot of fun. Let me ask you, when in your league, when do kids be start to take leadoffs? What age?
Lead off about the, I think, 11, 12.
Is there something you do to prepare them, you know, when they're not playing leadoffs and now suddenly they go to leadoffs?
Yeah. Lead off in categoria under 12. Before, no lead off, but we teach about that in under 12, under 10. Practice, but don't do in the champion, because for us it's most important in that moment they not steal the base, they enjoying themselves in the base, and maybe don't enjoy. That is our philosophy. Saying about the curb, we don't like teach the curb, the curveball, I would like teach the curveball after 15 years. Only fastball and change job, because it's very important, the health in the arm.
And it's a great point you bring up, only because in Cuba, you have a pinch count system, pitch count for pitchers. Now, we started one in the U.S. a few years ago, but Cuba has had this pitch count for how many years now?
See, yeah, we have the rules about the how many pitch each pitcher can do in the game. We organize this rule for each category. It's not only the college, not only the children. We have the rule in our first stop. For
first
that reason,
team.
The first team, the top team in our national city. For example, I am the national city director. I do the rule, the all competition. If, for example, in one topic, I write about the ruler for the coach. Some manager not happy with me because we were like free. But I always think about our player, about the healthy thing. I like the competition. I like the people fighting in the field in all competition. But for us, it's the most important
safety.
Players' health thing and safely.
Yes. When did you start the system, when the pitch counts? What year?
Maybe 20 years ago.
So
maybe more, 20, 23.
Maybe 20 to 25 years ago, they started the pitch count system. That's how, you know, we think of Cuban baseball. They're very good players, but, you know, they might be behind in certain things.
Let me tell you, I spent a long time here. They're not behind. They're advanced because many countries just started the pitch count not too long ago. They've had it for a long time. Many you have started the academies many years ago.
Yes.
So
yes, maybe about more than 40 years ago.
Wow.
40 years ago, because our system, not only in the baseball, in all sports too, all other sports too, but baseball in Cuba is our first sport, is passion. For that reason, more knowledge know about our academic.
Now your national team is training in Havana. Now your senior team is training. You go there tomorrow. How long do they train? What kind of program do they have before they play in the Pan American Games in Peru late July?
No, when the final, after the final in our national series, we choose the best player for our national team. I will do the program about the different competition. Now, for example, we will prepare for the Pan American Game in Peru in the next July. I am the trainer to the national team. I come back our federation. Tomorrow I will work with my national team. For that reason, I never stop. I always, baseball is my life. And I eat,
drink,
I drink, sleep. I sleep about the baseball. For example, I work together with you 1 week. Every day, every time, only we're talking about the baseball together. Our Mr. Frank, our Mr. Wilfredo Sanchez, he's the history in our country about very good hitting, but he is very good coach too and very, very good friend. For that reason, when I work together with him, I feel very happy.
And I see him, you know, I watch him during the class. He's always listening. Because I move my hand like this to the side to see if he sees my hand, and he's concentrating on the speaker constantly. He's learning all the time, but he's played for many years, he's coaching, you know, so he's always wanting to learn. Now, since we talk about the course, tell us, what was your goal for the course? Now, before we give the audience our goal, just so you know, folks, every day, 2 days, in one city, we explain that. But remember, we start in the morning, we have classroom, then we go outside in the field, next day classroom, outside in the field. So we have videotaping, we talk about biomechanics, we go back and talk about, you know, we go back and do drills out on the field. But what was the goal? Because we wanted the coaches to be active, to do some of the drills. What was the goal for you and the federation for this program?
No, our principal goal is superation our principal goal is hide the knowledge, develop the hide the knowledge for our coach, because the baseball no static. The baseball is developed too in the tendencies, different tendencies in the baseball on the world. For that reason, about the techniques, about the social, about the methodology, about the control, the medical control, about the different competition. For that reason, our coach must to know too much more about the baseball. Our principal in this call is very important, theory and practice, because I watch the different video about the techniques, about the tactics, about the physical preparation, about the psychology. For that reason, it's very important for us. They, again, sorry my terrible English.
Oh, it's okay, so you're doing good.
For that reason, I think it's very important. Yeah, they knowledge higher too much, and they, when come back home, when come back the field, will practice in the training, the best training, best physical preparation, and best teach, because I think always it's much better, most science about the baseball. When I talk with you, when you want to work with us, we feel very happy, because you, Mr. Calendo, you introduce the science in the baseball, and introduce very, very good different drill about the hitting, about the defense, about the physical preparation. And in that knowledge will be very good for our play in all country. Remember, we have 16 provinces and have a lot, many players. But the new idea, new technique is very important for us. For that reason, this is our principal goal.
So coaches' education is number one for the Cuban Baseball Federation. You know, if they develop their coaches, something we've talked in the show before, you develop your coaches the right way, you're just going to get better players, you're going to get more players to play the game. Do you have competition when it comes to other sports? So some of the kids in Cuba, do they try to play another sport sometimes because maybe they like it better? Is that happening in Cuba?
It's like this. We know about, for example, in Cuba now, the soccer, people play too much. But we only wait for our time, because the Bible is Bible in Cuba. But it's really, really many children go to different way, because in Cuba practice about 35 different sports. For that reason, it's good for them. For us, sometimes it's very good, because baseball is baseball. But we trust us. I work very hard, because I never forget the baseball is our principal sport. All we think about our parents, about our grandfather, grandmother, always thinking about us, the baseball. And we think about our grandson too, and the baseball player in the future. For that reason, I don't worry about. I only worry about the introduce, the science, and motivation in the baseball. For that reason, we must change our methodology for the teaching by baseball, because our principal way is the dynamic teach on the training. If we can do, we receive most player on the field, exactly most younger player.
Now, some people might think in Cuba, you know, it's the coaches are, with the young kids, the coaches are very disciplined, very strict, they don't have fun. Is there a balance, you know, where you have discipline, but also kids have to have fun? What's your philosophy there?
Yeah, I think both is possible. Good discipline and funny game. Because when our goal, when the children are very young, they enjoy themselves in the field. It's possible because when you organize every day very good training and choose different exercise about the techniques, or choose different type the game in the field, they enjoy. But is for that reason my philosophy. Teach the behavior, but enjoying themselves. Because when the children not happy in the field, or maybe trainer boring, they say, let's go, and not coming back. But we, for that reason, always when I talk with all coach, not only with the young people, in the professional too, because it's very important motivation. Not only motivation for the player, motivation too for the training. For that reason, when our training study baseball, study science, choose different drill, introduce the science, the biomechanics, psychology, the control medical, computer, sabermetria, everything, they have high motivation too. For that reason, the player is saying us, if I have knowledge, if we have knowledge and we have good motivation for our work, they feel very happy and they always choose our first sporting cue.
You know, I got to tell you, folks, when we're traveling, we stopped in Granma and we did a seminar there. One of the top Cuban catchers anywhere. He would have been one of the top catchers in the major leagues. Pestano stopped by and he sat with the coaches and talked about catching, and you know, you see everybody learning from each other, and this is one of their top players. Everybody in Cuba knows Pestano, and he came in and sat down and just visited with the coaches. It was very nice. So I just wanted you to know that as we travel in some of the areas, we see some of the top players that are coaching now. So they played before, and now they're coaching or managing teams, and it's great to see that. Now, you developed, the Cuban Baseball Federation developed a game called Baseball 5. You can go to WBSC.org, the World Baseball Softball Confederation, the governing body of the sport. You will see that on the website, all the rules, the video. This is a must sport for all countries, all associations. And I want you to just explain basically why you developed that sport with the Cuban Federation, why you started Baseball 5, invented.
Yeah. Two years ago, the International Baseball Federation talked with us about the development of the Baseball 5. In that moment, our federation worked together with the International Baseball and Softball Confederation and did the different calls about the baseball fall on the world, in Africa, America, and in Asia too.
But why did you, the Cuban Federation, start Baseball 5 in Cuba? You started Baseball 5 here.
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Because this is the way for the baseball too.
Explain the sport.
Yeah, because Baseball 5 is very easy play. If we can play in the basket floor, on the corner, everywhere. For that reason, this is the first, maybe for the young kid, this is the first way for to go to the play the baseball.
It's more fun.
It's very funny.
It's 5-on-5?
It's 5-on-5.
How do they hit the ball?
You hit the ball with the hands.
And they bounce the ball and hit it?
Yeah, they hit it. The small, for example, the official field is only 21 meters, about 20, 21 meters. It's very funny and very exciting and very good for the player. For example, in 2 months ago in Colombia, was the first Pan-American game for the baseball fight. Cuba, in that moment, Cuba was the championship, but the most important, Colombia, Venezuela, Puerto Rico, and other countries went to Colombia. And In Cuba, some American guys, come here and receive the course for the Bible Fight.
Yes.
Maybe in the future, Bible Fight will practice in America. It's easy. It's in the inside the gym. It's in the corner. Anywhere.
And folks, think about this. You know, baseball five's a game where five players are on the field, and they're touching the ball all the time. They're not waiting for a ball to be hit to them. You know, when you're 6 years old, 7 years old, 9 years old, you don't want a big field where the ball, you're waiting in right field for the ball to be hit. Here, the ball is hit by hand right away. They catch it. They throw it to first base. The rules are similar. There's some different rules, but there's more action. And we know why kids drop out of baseball. When it's not fun, they go find a game where it's a lot more fun. Like you take soccer or basketball or anything, there's a lot of movement. Baseball, you stand still. So baseball five is a great sport. And I believe one day baseball five will be the sport in the U.S. where kids start at the very young ages, once they see it, because it will take off. So I just wanted to make sure we introduce baseball five, that Mr. Barroso, and again, here's another Cuban invention. You know, they think, okay, how do we keep kids in the game? How do we get kids to play baseball? Here's a different game, you know, that teaches you the game, but it's a lot faster. Okay, now I want to get to, and we may come back to some skills, but I want to get to the Cuban Federation, and you like to bring different people from all over the world to a big conference called the FIDE. And this conference is all sports, but you have particular area for baseball. And you want to have specialists in different areas of the field, psychologists, conditioning training, mental training, sleep training, baseball experts, you know, hitting, pitching, all the different aspects, you name it, everything. So explain to FIDE a little bit about what you do.
No, I am the director of the sports science.
Another job you have?
Yeah. I am the director of the symposium number 4 in the sign about the baseball in this November. I did for three times. Each convention is each 2 years.
Every 2 years?
Every 2 years. My principal goal in this year, in 2018 in November, Havana will be the capital on the world, the signs of the baseball. The Convention Palace, two years ago, Mr. Caliendo, you come here,
yep.
you know about our principal goal this year is maybe 100 or 200 people arrive here, and we about 2 or 3 days talking about different topics, different science.
And learning from each other.
Learning for me, principal. We have the website on the wall in internet. If some people will like know about, please go to the internet and Google.
Yes.
Write AFIDE 2019 and read about that. My principal objective in this year is maybe we'll come the MLB, a college, the United States, the Japan, and another country too. And of course, our principal coach will go to the convention. I hope you, Mr. Calendo, you come. It's possible you come to it this year?
Yes, we are working on it. The International Sports Group is working on bringing 3 or 4 experts from the U.S. Folks, here's something where, you know, we have people all over the world listening. Here's a great opportunity. If you're a baseball expert in a particular field and you want to share your ideas, but yet you also want to learn from other people that are experts around the world in these particular areas and see the beautiful country of Cuba, specifically Havana, if you haven't been here, this is a great opportunity. Now, yes, it's going to cost you to come here, but we have a package for you where we work all the costs in with the convention, the flight, We will organize everything for you. So if you go ahead and reach me at petercaliendo.attnt.net, as you have my email, reach me and we will organize it for you. It will be talking about a learning experience, because remember, there's going to be experts from other countries coming here too, baseball experts, and we're all going to talk together. And then you're going to get a chance to talk at the conference also on your particular topic. So get a hold of us, let us know, and it'll be a great conference. All right, Mr. Barroso, let's end. Let's finish with maybe some advice, something you do in Cuba, baseball, that the world doesn't know about that could help coaches. Something you want to tell them that if they do it, it will help them to be a good coach.
I don't finish again. I not finish now talk with you about Afride. Our federation open our arm for all people in Cuba about the Afride, because our people, our federation give our heart for the old people come here. My country is very safely placed and very important for all. Everybody come here and we learn about everybody, and maybe other people learn about us. For that reason, I would like to wait for it. What you talking about? I forget your question.
I'm working on a special topic. It's a super secret right now. It's very secret. Nobody knows the topic yet. So we keep it a secret for a little while. Okay? So we don't tell anybody yet. It's special. But I can attest, Mr. Barroso, you know, he said, Cuba's one of the safest countries that I've ever been to. Cuba and Japan. Cuba's very safe. The people are very friendly. It's a great place to come. The conference is going to be in November. It's going to be right around November 11th to the 15th. So we'll give you the exact dates when you contact us. Yes, I will be speaking at it, but I've spoken at it before. And Mr. Barroso wanted to mention something else about Afride.
No, I don't understand. Sorry.
No question. I was going to tell you, if you have anything else you want to speak about Afride, anything you want to tell the people about Afride?
Yeah. For the people,
yeah.
I hope you come here. We wait for you anytime. In that moment, our city will do many year born for the region, many party in Cuba, in Havana. We not only talking about the baseball, we talking too about education, about the physical education, about the friendly. We feel happy if one guy come here. If arrive here, one guy, I feel happy. But I come, 1 million people talking about the baseball, I feel most, because Cuba is baseball, our brand is baseball.
And great hosts, along with, you're going to learn the culture of Cuban, not only baseball, Cuban baseball, but the Cuban people. You're going to learn about the country also. Okay, so let's finish with something you want to say to coaches around the world, how they can get better as a coach. Advice, some advice, help coaches around the world.
We.
You.
Yes.
Yeah, you have any advice, anything to say.
Me.
Where, yeah. How coach can become better.
Me. I did work in different country. I help, for example, I did work in Ecuador. I work for 4 years in Italy. I work for South Africa national team. I went to the Sydney Olympic signing with the South African national team in 2000. I did well remember when well American guy, his name is Jim Murphy. Jim Murphy, he was together with me. He was my hitting coach in that moment. He was very, very nice people. I never forget him, because I learned with him, and maybe he learned with me, because he was very good. I don't know about him, But I went to the other country, for example, in Holland, win the different championship, Holland, El Salvador, Panama, Nicaragua, Venezuela. I have the Peru national team too for 10 days. For that reason, I know other coach for the world. My principal thing, if when you help other country about the baseball, you develop many friends, you have many friends, you know about the other country. For that reason, I always say baseball is a life. This is my philosophy, my country, and my revolution. I learned inside my revolution because my revolution helped me about my study, about my family, about my education. I feel very happy in my country because when you fight in my country about the baseball and you saw the people happy, many fans on the stadium, go to the stadium when I organize our national city, I said, it's okay, Mr. Barroso, you help our country and they enjoy themselves every night and every day because when the national city is hired, our worker, our student, they very happy and they in the factory and the world is much better. And our economic is higher. When baseball is higher, our economic is higher too, because our farmer, our worker work very happy in anywhere, sincerely.
Well said, Mr. Barroso. Thank you for being on the show, Baseball Outside the Box. Thank you.
Thank you for you, Mr. Caliendo. I hope you coming back our country in the next Afide. We will organize again, maybe next year, other seminar and other study. I hope not only 1 week, maybe 2 weeks. I never forget Mr. Eddie Diaz. He worked together with you in Mayabeque. My hello for him. He listened this interview.
Eddie Diaz, great friend, great manager, won five championships in 3 years, three Mexican championships and two Caribbean World Series. Incredible manager, motivator. He was here in the first part, and I know he'll be back in Havana. He may be back at the AFIDE conference. I will be working along with Mr. Barroso, helping him, trying to get people from around the world to come to AFIDE. So don't forget, we got to get people at a conference in Havana. What a beautiful place to go. Havana, Cuba, the weather, the people, the culture, the food, the baseball. Like Mr. Burroughs said, the best baseball. There's so much passion here. There's no way you won't come here 3 days and learn so much about the game, not only from the Cuban baseball people, but also from the other people that are coming from around the world, the baseball people that are coming from around the world. Andre Lachance, our great friend from Baseball Canada, as you know, is coming. He is an outstanding teacher, and he brings the ideas of the Canadian Baseball Federation. So we're hoping to get a lot more people coming. I've heard possibly some Major League Baseball people. If you didn't know, and you saw it all over the news and newspapers in the U.S., the Cuban Baseball Federation and Major League Baseball signed an agreement, you know, between them. And once the governments can agree on things, then Cuban baseball will be a lot more open and players will be able to come to play in the U.S. And that's going to help because it'll take away all the trafficking that happens where people take advantage of the Cuban players. So I think it'll help everybody. It'll just be good for both countries. So, folks, I hope you, I don't know how you could not learn in this segment a lot about Cuban baseball, because I know many of you around the world don't know a lot about Cuban baseball. In this radio talk right now, in our podcast, you should have picked up a lot of good things about Cuban baseball. So I hope you enjoy Cuban baseball. You can hear some of the music in the background. Thank you, Mr. Barroso. Thank you, Mr. Sanchez. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. This is Pete Caliendo. Don't forget, check me out on Twitter, Facebook, all the social media. Wishing you a great baseball coaching day. This is Pete Caliendo, host of the Baseball Outside the Box.
and I'll see you on the next show.
This has been Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Listen online at baseballoutsidethebox.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.